to thank you tonight for doing as I ask, praising me with from the very depth of your soul, for dancing, leaping, shouting, rejoicing in my presence. I just want to thank you all for coming tonight to sit in my presence, to sit under my anointing, to feel my glory. You will feel my rain, the former and the latter rain, fall on you this night. You will know that I am the great Jehovah, the Lord God Almighty, and I fail you not. I know each and every desire and each and every need in this place this night. And I tell you beforehand that I, the Lord thy God, I am working all things out for your good and for my glory. You will see me in the days ahead as you've never seen me before. For I am touching you this night in a way that I've never touched you before. You have sacrificed much to be in my presence this night, and I have taken notice of that. So whatever it is that you have need of, just rejoice, because it's already yours. It is total rejoicing time for those who have been through the valley of darkness for so long now. It is freedom time for all of my children. So rise up in your spirit, man, this night, and just rejoice like you've never rejoiced before. Give me that great shout of victory, and you just watch the enemy be defeated on every side. It is your turn now. The enemy's had his, and now it's your turn. You can rejoice, 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 and then I say again, you can rejoice, because the enemy is finished in your life. Great prosperity and freedom is yours. Come to me this night, my children, just as you are. And just allow me to do a great and mighty works with inside of each one of you. Thank you, Father. Just give him a shout of praise, saints. He is so worthy of our praise. He is so worthy of our praise. You know, coming in here tonight, God spoke to me and he said, y'all know that God's finished with the church, don't you? And now he's going out into the highways and the byways and he's compelling them to come in. The church would not yield to God. They would not. The church would not do the things that God would have them to do. And so now God is bringing the drug addicts, the whoremongers, the prostitutes, you know, the backslidden. He's bringing them all into the house of God, and that's who he's going to use. But he spoke to me, he said, you know, Paul, when he preached to the church. And he said, he told me, you know, the same people Paul preached to are the same ones that Jesus preached to. You know, Jesus was walking the earth at that time. They actually saw him be crucified. But yet when Paul was preaching, they still sinned. Read the letters Paul wrote. They were still in sin. The church was still in sin. And they would not change. And God said, it's no different now than it was in the days of Paul. So Paul moved on then, didn't he? He moved out of the church and he went in and he preached to the unsaved and the lost. All of you here tonight who are young, what God also told me coming down here, he said, this revival is to bring in the young. To revitalize them and bring them forth in total victory and total power. So if you're young here tonight, God wants to use you. He wants to use you for his glory. He's already working on some of your hearts, and you know he is. But you just aren't quite sure what he's doing. Well, don't feel all alone, because us older ones don't know what he's doing either. Amen. We're just going along for the ride. We're just letting God do what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. Because we know from experience that he is God and he knows all things. There's a powerful anointing in here right now. If you can just trust and believe, God's going to really touch you in a mighty way right now. And God said, He's telling me to tell you, if you'll just raise your hands up and surrender to him, he's going to touch your fingertips with victory. So let's just do that. Let's just raise our hands up in total surrender to Him right now. My children, if you could only see me, if you could only see me for who I am, I'm a loving Father who loves you desperately and completely, totally. I have an unabandoned love for you. I hold absolutely nothing back from my children, nothing. Everything I have is yours. All you have to do is ask and receive. The windows of heaven are open wide this night. And all you have to do is ask. Just ask. I hear you, son. I see you, son. You are going to have a great visitation from me. You've been seeking my face and saying, God, I want to see you. And son, you are going to see me. I promise you, you are going to see me face to face. You've been searching for a long time for me. You've been searching for my touch, my breath, my voice. And I am bringing that to you even tonight. I'm going to manifest myself in a way that you never even dreamed possible. I am the Almighty One. And I do things in a different way than you would expect me to. Thank you for rejoicing before me this night. Thank you for coming into my presence. Even though you don't quite understand everything, I just thank you. Because in the days ahead, you're going to understand all things. I'm going to drop into your spirit secrets from the heavenly kingdom. You're going to see things you've never seen before because I'm going to open the eyes of your heart. And I'm going to open the doors wide and you're going to see all things as they truly are in my kingdom. Just continue to rejoice in me. Continue to open up your heart to me. Continue to fasten your eyes upon my face even though you don't see it. Just keep fastening your eyes upon my face and see what I will do with you. I am birthing a new thing within each side of each one of you tonight. Your lives will never be the same. Your thought life will never be the same. You'll be thinking things that you wouldn't even believe you would be thinking. Because I, the Lord thy God, I want to show myself to you. I want to prove to you that I am God. I am a loving Father who cares for you at every second of your life. What I'm seeing in the spirit realm is people turning a corner. And every God said, every corner that you turn, a new experience of me is going to happen in your life. It's just going to be one great big landslide of one experience after another with me from this point on. Nothing will be normal. Everything's going to be abnormal because you will be walking in the supernatural realm. You have chosen to take my hand tonight, and that's good. You've chosen to leave aside the things of this world, and that is wonderful. Now allow my angelic host to come with you this night and take you on a journey that you've been longing for so long now. I am that I am. I am very transparent. I hide nothing from my chosen ones, absolutely nothing. I give you my heart. I give you all of myself. I am the lover of your soul. God's telling me to tell you that some of you in here, he's going to start tonight taking you on a journey. Every day there'll be a new experience from him.